Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, and good morning, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Partner in Law, our first edition of a brand new year, 2020. Boy, that just sounds so far out in the future, doesn't it? 2020? But here it is, and here we are. And I think 2020 is going to be a very interesting year on so many fronts. And, of course, our show doesn't necessarily get into all of the geopolitical issues and, of course, our rising tensions with Iran and Iraq. So we're going to leave that alone a little bit, and we're going to focus a little bit more at home and in your home and what you should be doing in 2020, because there's certainly going to be a lot of changes afoot for all of us, and we need to make sure that we're able to address all of these issues. So today I really wanted to talk about really getting back to basics and with kind of an underlying theme that it takes a team. This is for you and your personal life, your personal financial and estate planning. It takes a team. And the game just got a big game changer in our retirement accounts. And we're going to talk about that today, called the Secure Act, and kind of the good, the bad, the ugly, the pros and the cons, and what's good for you, what's maybe not good for you, how about your children? There's lots of changes. But one thing we know for sure is that all of us who have a retirement account or think about retiring, we better pay attention to some of these new laws. They're going to start reshaping many of the things we do and having tax impacts and all kinds of fun stuff. So I wanted to get an expert to talk with us today on the financial side and talk about, you know, kind of the pros and the cons. And like everything else, there's some varying opinions. We'll try to address some of those. So I've got Don McDonald joining us today from Vestry Financial. Of course, Don McDonald, long, decades-long radio host on so many different programs. The Don McDonald Show, of course, Talking Real Money, and his partner, Tom Koch, host of PBS television program, Serious Money. Don McDonald and Tom Koch, they know all of the who's who and the players in the financial world that make a difference and actually are going to help teach us. So good morning, Don.
Oh, good morning. Who's the expert? I'm looking for the expert.
I know. They're elusive.
Where's that expert?
Well, Don, one of the things is...
Hi, Rick.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Absolutely.
I haven't talked to you for the entire year yet.
It has been. You know, we've gone this long into the year and haven't talked. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Such a long relationship.
But it's good to be here.
So, folks, if you don't recognize that voice, you just don't listen to radio. So we'll leave it at that. Don, there's been, you know, a whole host of things been going on, but in reality, I wanted to share a little bit about you and how you've spent really your career the last, I'm going to be kind and say 30 years, but it's probably closer to 40.
Yeah, we don't count those early years,
right,
though, when I was a bad stockbroker, I was one of those evil stockbrokers. We don't count those years. We only count the years when I was doing good with my radio show.
You know, and Don has referred to himself many times, folks, as a recovered stockbroker. Once he kind of pulled the sheet up a little bit and you kind of looked under there and saw who Oz was and what was going on. And it was really about what was happening to the investors' retirement, their savings, and really the cost that goes along with that and missing opportunities.
Well, one of the things that the investment industry, particularly the brokerage industry, the insurance industry, is very, very good at is recruiting young people. And I have to, I plead ignorance. I was in my 20s when I first entered the financial services industry, and I thought that high commissions and product pitching was the way financial planning was done, and it wasn't until I got out of that. Well, actually, I was in that business, quit and went into radio, and realized that I did not like what I was doing to people. I don't like what the industry does to people. I don't like the way they disclose. I do not like the way these products are sold, particularly insurance products, insurance investment products. I'm hated by a lot of people in the insurance and brokerage industry.
Well, Don, if nothing else,
yes,
you've got a well-documented, educated opinion based on quite a few facts as I've read through them. But we'll explore those as we go through the show today a little bit. But one of the underlying themes that yourself and myself and Tom and so many others that are in our, let's say, sphere of influence in our network, we really believe in an integrated approach to planning. In other words, folks,
yeah,
for your individual planning, for your life, for your retirement planning, it takes a team. And you need to have your attorney on board. You need to have your financial advisor on board. And you need to have your CPA on board. Because if we're not covering those three critical areas, the inevitable mistakes are going to happen. And the loser, of course, is yourself, because you're cheating yourself out of your own money. And we really strive very hard for that. And we really work really hard towards getting out information that's going to be useful to people so they can make wise, informed decisions. And one of the things, Don, sixth year in a row, and congratulations.
This hard to believe.
This is your brainchild, so to speak, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, Tom told me I was crazy, and I know he's listening. And one of these days, he's going to admit I wasn't crazy.
You weren't.
I said, hey, you know, we need a really in-depth, because Tom and I have done a lot of classes on investing and building a retirement plan, but it didn't include all of those disparate pieces of retirement that are so important, like the estate planning aspects, the asset protection aspects, the planning for long-term care, the lifestyle, the where are you going to live, the how is your life going to look in retirement? Because you need the money. I honestly believe the first step is always the money. But then you got to figure out what you're going to do with the money, what that money's going to pay for, how you're going to protect that money, and all of those other ancillary things. And they need to be interwoven together like a really fine blanket or rug or something, so that you've got this tightly knit retirement plan that will lead to that comfort and security you want down the road. So we came up with this idea called Retire Meet. And the first one was an absolute sellout. You were a part of it. Second one was a sellout. Third one was a sellout. Fourth one. Now we're six.
Right. I mean, and I remember the first one. I loved the idea. But what was surprising to me, and I don't even think it was an accident, but the very first one was on Valentine's Day.
It was actually, it was the only date we could get at Meidenbauer.
Right.
So we used that to our advantage and made the whole thing about, the theme was falling in love with your future.
Yep, and boy, did it work.
And even though we had Jim Zorn, which I've never understood why we had him as a keynote. Actually, here's the deal. Tom said, you can talk about anything. We want you to talk about retirement, you know, because he was retired from football. You can talk about anything but football. What did he proceed to talk about?
Football. Well, you know, in, of course, Don, the Seattle market here, in all fairness, is kind of Seahawk country. And, of course, he's a big part of the Seahawk legacy. But Jim would not be.
I don't know. Now he's XFL. I don't know.
Well, you know, like you said, at that time he was kind of retired. But, you know, the ball players back in his day didn't make the big money that they make today. So I saw Jim starting to do a lot more out there working and everything. But, you know, one thing he did, which I found terribly amazing and courageous to some extent, is he passed around a Super Bowl ring.
That's right.
In the crowd, there's several hundred people out there, and he kind of let somebody do it and pass it around. I thought, my God, will he ever see it again?
Well, we had the exits locked down and armed sharpshooters up at the ceiling. You didn't see them.
Right.
But anybody ran off of that ring, we were taking them out.
It was so. So, Don,
that's a joke, folks.
I know.
I wouldn't really do that.
Oh, no, of course not. Not to joke. So, Don, this is really exciting because you've come up with a little more innovation this time and this year about Retire Meat because, well, you want it. More people are wanting to, and you can only cram so many people into a room.
Well,
so we wanted to get people have more opportunities and more options and timing. Talk to us about
that. That and the fact that by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we did it entire days for the last 5 years, and we noticed something by later in the afternoon. A lot of people are going, "Do you have a nap room? Can I go to the nap room, please?"
Well, it's all elderly folks.
So what we decided to do was, you know, there was a lot of material in all of our presentations. I looked at mine. I went through it very carefully, and I went, there's some extraneous stuff here. Can I cut it down from 45 minutes to 30 minutes? And so we went through and we went, yeah, we can. We can increase the pace and then do two sessions. So now we're doing a morning and an afternoon session. They're identical sessions. So folks, and we also had, you know, a lot of people come in and go, 8 o'clock is too early in the morning. Please do this later. So we've got the late night, the night owls can come in the afternoon. The early birds can come in the morning. We'll cover the same kind of material. We've got great guests. We've got you. We've got Paul Merriman, who's a legend in the area. We've got another legend in Herb Weisbaum. We've got Dr. Apollo Lupescu from Dimensional Funds, who is terrific. We've got housing people. We've got all kinds of stuff. And it really is a lot of information in a relatively short period of time. You will not be bored because it's going to move along.
So, folks, you can go to, I think it's just at Retire Meat 2020.
No, it's retiremeat.com. Retire, M-E-E-T. Get it? Like meat people, not M-E-A-T. There is no animal product involved in this in any way. It is a purely vegan event. And you just go to retiremeat.com. And by the by, today, this is it. And it just truly is it. We don't just say this and then give you another deal down the road. Today's the only day you can get half off tickets, and the tickets are already reduced because we do early bird pricing in January. So you can get half off if you order today using the promo code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H. It's a flash sale just this weekend.
That sounds awesome, folks. So get over there to retiremeat.com, M-E-E-T, mm-hmm. Get your mm-hmm. flash discount tickets today. Folks, it is a
half off
bargain. A half day of these are classes. This is to educate you. And we're going to be right back after this quick break and more talk.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, You guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, we're back. You know, 2020 is a year of change, and boy, there's going to be so much change. But one thing we know is change is a constant. And so in our planning, in our retirement planning, our estate planning, we have to remember that it is a process and not an event, because everything that's a part of our planning, our family, our friends, our finances, and the overarching laws that dictate this, all of those elements change. Most of them change with little or no notice. And you don't get a card in the mail that says all of a sudden, hey, something changed, you should update your estate plan. But you should, and you need to pay attention. Now, everybody should be looking at reviewing their estate plans, kind of a self-review every year, every 3 to 5 years, sitting down with your attorney. But all the stuff in between and all the changes and all the things that you need to keep up on kind of requires education. And right before break, we're talking today with Don McDonald, and he is the creator of Retire Meet, now in its sixth year, part of Vestry Financial, long-term colleagues. We've worked together providing educational classes for pretty close to two decades now, so we've done a lot of them. But Don came up with the Retire Meet idea of bringing in lots of different people involved in the planning arena, from finance, insurance, long-term care, the legal side,
Medicare,
and then bringing in, you know, some really top-notch people who aren't there to sell you a darn thing. In fact, many of these speakers don't sell anything, other maybe they sell some books, but they're not
actually. Paul Merriman gives his away.
He gives them away too. But it's a group of people that are set there to give you education such that you can make wiser decisions. So we've got Retire Meet, folks, sixth year, two options, a morning option and an afternoon option, full slate in both options, and you can just go to retiremeet.com, that's M-E-E-T, and get your tickets. And it's a flash sale today, half price.
Flash sale, half off if you use the promo code FLASH. But let me explain something, and this is going to sound like a way too much information, but every once in a while, when people go to order the ticket, they go to retiremeet.com, they click on the order ticket button, which takes you to a service called Eventbrite. You know Eventbrite, right?
Oh, absolutely. Great company.
Well, when you go to buy your ticket on Eventbrite, it is counterintuitive as to where you put in the coupon code, the discount code. Most people expect it to be a little box or on the order form. It's not. When you get to the very first page, after you've selected whether you go to the morning or the afternoon session, there's a link. It's just text at the top of the page that says enter promo code. I've gotten a ton of emails over the weekend from people going, I can't find the place to put in the promo code. that's where you do it.
All righty. Well, you know, I've got to be savvy on these websites. I'll tell you.
I know.
They drive me crazy.
I sent Eventbrite a note going, would you please put that somewhere where people can find it?
Yeah, I was looking for one the other day, and it was in blue type, that real light blue type, about 0.6 type. And it was just buried with a bunch of other stuff. And honest to goodness, you know, I finally ended up calling the company and saying, how do I do this? And it was kind of the same thing. And
it's kind of sad. It's like we don't want you to use it, but in fact, we do.
We really, really do.
We do. We want you to save money because if you save $7.50, you have $7.50 more to invest.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit today, and I'm going to poke the bear a little bit here with Don in just a minute, but we have this new thing.
Wow, I'm really excited.
It's called the Secure Act.
Another
government setting, and it's called Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. If that's not a bunch of gobbledygook, but voila, the Secure Act. And you know what was significant?
It's from the Congressional Acronym Office.
Absolutely. I mean,
they have a special office devoted, I think, just to ridiculous acronyms.
Well, they certainly come up with, and of course, me being a Navy guy, we had acronyms that were a sentence long, so nobody knew what any of them meant. But the Secure Act, folks, if you have an IRA, a 401k, a 457, a defined benefit plan, any type of qualified retirement plan, the game just changed if you're not 70 and a half in 2019. And if you're you're going to be one set of laws for people that have already hit their required minimum distribution age of 70 and a half, a new set of rules for the rest of us on a go-forward basis. Now, there's arguably some good things in this, and there's arguably some not-so-good things that we're looking at. I mean, and a lot of the good things are going to have to do with maybe helping smaller employers set up more plans, because setting up some of these retirement plans, it's terribly expensive for small businesses to absorb some of the cost. So that's all great. One that I'm very much in favor of is, you know, that we're moving now the required minimum distribution age out to 72. So that's just going to give more years. People are going to be able to contribute to their IRAs now longer past your required minimum distribution age. So there's some really good things, but boy, there's one that's got the ire of so many people. And
Can I guess?
Please.
Is it the stretch IRA elimination?
That's it, Don. You know, it's out there, and this is a major shift. And let's just call it what it is. This is the tax increase component of this legislation. Now, it should be noted that this legislation passed the House of Representatives about 6 months ago, 417-3. So it was strong bipartisan. It got stalled in the Senate and then got attached to the appropriation bill, you know, 2 weeks before the end of the year, and so became law. It's effective. Technically, it was, you know, January 1st, 2020. And so we do have these new laws. And when we get back from this quick break, Don and I are going to explore a couple of those options. And I know one of them, Don's going to have a couple things to say. We'll be right back, folks.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer. And I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. Does Medicare pay for long-term care?
Story, without question, this is still the most common common question I get. Medicare becomes our primary health insurance when we turn 65, and like traditional medical insurance, it does not pay for long-term care services. Medicare is for acute care, but it's not going to cover the ongoing custodial care that is required during an extended healthcare situation. You need long-term care insurance for that. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning here on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Dude, my wife and I did. Sign up for one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH, with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, that's me, Rick Gregorick. Hey, you can find me all the time at yourpartnerinlaw.com or rjglegal.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. That'll hook you right into myself and the law firm and all that fun stuff. We have the privilege this morning of talking with radio host and financial guru Don McDonald. And we've been talking a little bit about the SECURE Act that was just brought into law right at the end of the year, took effect on January 1st. It's going to impact all of our retirement planning. And we had just before break had started to talk a little bit about the elimination of what we refer to as the stretch. Let me give just a quickie, kind of example of that. Let's say when I pass away, I pass my IRA on to my child, and my child was, let's say, 40 years old. And they would then be required to take required minimum distributions over their actuarial life according to Social Security, which would be another 40-some-odd years, and therefore they'd only have to take out a very small percentage, maybe about 2% annually for the rest of their life. Under this new 10-year rule, the required minimum distributions that are going to be required for the inherited IRA, the ones going to your children, this is for other than a spouse, are going to have to be withdrawn in 10 years. Now, the law was really interesting here, at least how we interpreted it so far, is the first 9 years, you don't have to take out anything. You could take it all out in a lump sum. It just all has to be distributed and have all taxes paid by the end of the 10th year if it's a traditional plan. And this also applies to your Roths, that they will also have to be liquidated. So that's got a lot of people upset because many folks were planning for their retirement accounts to pass those on in a tax-deferred status to help their kids with their retirement. So a whole bunch of change is going to happen, and all of you that have revocable living trust or other types of IRA trust, we've done many of them, we need to go back and review those because there's what we call the conduit trust trap in there, and that's a little too complicated to go into on radio, but we'll do that. But the other area that I wanted to get Don's input on, because he's shy about some of these things, but one of the big advocates of this bill was the insurance industry. I'm sure you know that, Don. They were pushing for this really, really hard. So what's happening now for your 401ks, your employer-based plans, traditionally you are not allowed to use annuities because of fiduciary requirements of the company, and the annuities just don't pass fiduciary scrutiny. But now they're going to pass the responsibility for the annuity onto the insurance company, and they're going to allow annuities inside of your 401k plan. Go, Don. What do you think?
Okay. Well, one, they could have them. But there was, as you mentioned, they had a fiduciary responsibility to make sure, at least as best as possible, that the money was there for their employees. Now, annuities have been used forever in the sibling of the 401k, the 403b, which is why I get so angry at the teachers unions who support these annuity products and these insurance companies that end up in the hospital cafeteria selling them to nurses and doctors. But now in 401ks, the insurance industry, and they spent millions and millions lobbying to get this clause inserted into the SECURE Act. They will now be able to go to the folks in HR at your company or the CFO of your company. And let me tell you, most of these people are not investing experts, and they'll take them out to dinner and buy them a round of golf and convince them that this really simple variable annuity product is the way to go for your employees. And they are, what we don't realize is they're highly commissioned products. The people selling them make a lot of money. The commissions are not disclosable. They don't have to be disclosed. What kind of industry doesn't require disclosure? Oh, that'd be the insurance industry. the fees are ridiculously high. I've seen fees on variable annuities as high as 5% when you throw in all the riders. And so they're really not appropriate for retirement plans because, bear in mind, annuities were originally created as a way to save additional money tax-deferred because of the insurance component. But you can't have tax deferral inside a tax-deferred vehicle. Therefore, there is no benefit to those extra fees you pay the insurance company other than to enrich the insurance company and the agents who sell them.
Dad, so, you know, walk folks through just, you know, kind of ground-level basics here on really, what is an annuity, and how does it work? And I know these are complicated things, but I know you can unravel them.
We'll simplify it. Annuities were originally created as a means by which to guarantee someone an income over their life. What happens with those are called income annuities, immediate annuities. This type of an annuity, you gave the insurance company X number of dollars. The insurance company has looked at their actuarial tables, and they say the average American lives this long, so we know how much we can pay you and still have a profit at the end, even if you outlive what we expect, because other people will live for less time. It's a bet with the insurance company. You're saying, I bet I outlive what you think, and they're saying, no, you won't. We're going to get your money at the end. When you die, anything that's left in that annuity becomes the property of the insurance company. But over the years, these have changed. Annuities became investment vehicles so that you put the money in and they'd pay you a little tiny interest rate. Those are income annuities. Then they created what is called the variable annuity. And there, instead of putting it in some sort of a cash account that paid 1% or 2% a year, they decided to start putting your money into mutual funds, which added expenses. Then you still have those mortality expenses of the policy, the death benefit, and they have a meager death benefit. The death benefit on most variable annuities is if you die, you get back what you originally put in. Big deal. If you invested in something and it didn't grow over 20 or 30 or 40 years, you were a pretty terrible investor, and your investment advisor was horrific. So variable annuities have no place, in my opinion, inside a qualified vehicle like a 401k, 403b, or an IRA.
Well, you know, this is such a big shift, I think, to put this out here. And yeah, I read one article and they said, well, you know, the average American doesn't really understand the financial market anyhow. So at least they would be, quote, guaranteed at least a certain amount. But then, you know, you give up all your principal. Your fixed amount's eaten up by inflation, and you know I'm having a hard time accepting it. And you mentioned earlier, you know, when you started off that you know these annuities have been used in the teachers' retirement plans for you know quite some time. My own mother got hooked into this, and they took her entire teachers' and you know pension after 35 years and talked her into an annuity, which was absolute peanuts on the dollar.
Yep. And now here's the thing though, Rick, I would beg, plead with all of the folks listening who are in human resources or who run the financial parts of a company or CEOs of small businesses. I'm going to beg you, please look at your other options. Contact the really great no-load mutual fund companies like Vanguard or Fidelity, or find a fiduciary advisor who can help you, a 100% fiduciary advisor who can put in writing, I don't get a commission. Make sure they put that in writing, because the insurance industry, you should not talk to anyone whose business card says they're associated with an insurance company for your 401k at work or your simple IRA.
You know, it's really a big deal. And, of course, Don, you and I and Tom, we have talked on air on your shows and our shows and at our events about the fiduciary standards that we believe are necessary to give people all of their options. And it's not that the insurance companies blatantly lie. They just omit so many of the facts, like what it costs, how much am I getting paid, you know, what are the ups and the downs.
Oh, I don't know. I've been to several of these classes taught by these insurance agents, and I've actually even asked the question. I've raised my hand to be a pain in the neck, and I've said, so how much do we pay in commissions? And they go, oh, no, there's no commission.
Well, then, you know, that should be actionable, and I agree with that.
Well, it's, you know, but it's technically not, because they say the insurance company pays me. Because, you see, with these products, there is no disclosable, see, this is the thing, Rick, there's no disclosable commission required, because it's built in, there's a surrender charge. And so they're right in a way, but it is...
Well, it's a sleight of hand, lies of omissions and that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap this subject up a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Retire Meat. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I get it. My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, folks. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I'm talking with a financial
person.
Don McDonald.
No, actually, I guess I'm technically, I'm a financial, you can call me an investment advisor guy.
Investment advisor.
You know, actually, the term financial advisor has no legal meaning.
Oh, no.
It doesn't mean a darn thing.
Well, just like the term estate planner doesn't really mean anything because insurance guys use it, finance guys use it, the attorneys obviously
use it. We can call ourselves whatever we want.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, that's kind of like we do with annuities. We'll call it whatever we like. Folks, we've been talking about the Secure Act. If you have a retirement account at work or an IRA, you need to seek advice soon. Because the changes are huge, and many of you are going to have to readjust your thinking on your retirement accounts, and then especially how you're going to pass those along. One of the reasons I asked Don to come on this morning was a huge change is now going to be allowing annuities for 401k programs. And Don's told us, you know, they've been around in the 403bs. That's for the, you know, state and employees, teachers, and then hospital nurses and things of that nature, to where they have for many decades had annuities as part of their plans. Well, now they're going to allow those in your 401ks, and this is really, you know, kind of troubling that I think there's going to be a very strong sales pitch for people to use it, because what I hear, Don, so oftentimes is, eliminate the market risk out of your estate plan, rely on us, the dutiful insurance company, and we'll pay you back. You know, when I look at these paybacks on these actuarially sound long-term things, they're not so great. And talk a little bit about the mechanics of how the financial component of the annuity works.
Well, it depends on what kind of annuity we're talking about, but let's focus on, actually, there are two kinds that are most abused. One is the longer, it's been around for a lot longer, is the variable annuity, which is an annuity wrapper, an insurance policy that wraps a basket of mutual funds. Within this, that insurance wrapper gives the returns from those mutual funds a tax-deferred benefit. So, in other words, you can let the money grow there tax-deferred, but the downside of that is when you finally take the money out, you pay taxes at your regular income tax rate. So for that insurance, there's a mortality expense. There's an expense of the policy. And then there are other expenses, contract expenses, the mutual funds expenses, and the like. And when you put them all together, they add up to, at the lowest end, about 2% per year, at the highest end, about 5% per year, that in fees, that reduces your returns. Why would you want to reduce your returns by 2 to 5% when you don't get anything of value for that money? There's nothing, no benefit to you inside a 401k to having this kind of product. The other one is the indexed annuity. Oh my gosh, are these horribly missold? This is where you go to the steak dinner and some guy in a polyester suit says, hey, we're going to give you the return of the stock market with none of the risk. And they show you these misleading charts that don't include the dividends from stocks. And they tell you, look at how badly you would have done. Well, not neglecting to tell you that you would have gotten dividends in those bad times. They imply returns of 6 or 7 or 8% per year when the reality has been with these indexed annuities returns of 3% per year, maybe 3.5%, because there is so much complexity built into these policies. Sit down and try to read the disclosure documents on an annuity someday. Your eyes will roll back into your head. You'll need to hire Rick.
You know, people have hired us to get out of annuities in a time or two. So, they're a very complex product. The irony that I've always found is that the annuity is pitched as alleviating you of market risk, and yet the insurance company takes your money and invests it in the market.
Right. And by the way, you hit on another really interesting insurance company gimmick on the Secure Act with annuities, is they got Congress to give employers what is called a safe harbor. They're giving them, there would be no consequence if the insurance company goes broke and the employees don't get any money back. Now, isn't that interesting that the insurance industry would need to put that in there when they always claim that insurance products are 100% safe?
Yeah, I don't think anything's 100% anymore. But, folks, this stuff is very complex, and the most important thing is that we look at all of these issues in context of your personal situation. You know, what might be right for your neighbor, your uncle, probably isn't going to be right for you. And that's why we, you know, we do a lot of our classes. In fact, that's the only reason we really do our classes, is to provide the education. Flagship event coming up, mark your calendars, February 22nd. It's a all-day event, but you can either come to the morning sessions or the afternoon. They'll be duplicates.
They're identical. Yeah, they are mirror images of each other. So and right now, we're in the early bird ticket sale, so that the tickets are already cheaper. But today, you got until midnight tonight to use the discount code FLASH to get half off those cheaper tickets, making them even cheaper.
Hey, and Don, just so all the people have been coming all these years, we don't want them to show up to the old venue. We've got a brand new venue.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the and I love Meydenbauer Center, don't get me wrong. I love Meydenbauer. But one of the problems with Meydenbauer is that the parking is ridiculously expensive.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, so if people complain, they go, I don't want to pay for parking. So we moved to the west end of Bellevue Square, where you can park for free.
So it's going to be a great day, folks. It's February 22nd. You've got to put in the promo code FLASH. Now, Don tells me it's a little bit hidden in the website there, but it's a little sentence out there says promo code FLASH.
Yeah, well, when you get to the order form, just look at the top of it. Look carefully, and it'll in blue, it'll say enter promo code. It's a link. Click that.
There you go. So get your tickets, folks. Folks, I talked to Tom. I imagine you have too, Don. But, you know, as of Friday, I mean, boy, tickets are just kind of flying off the thing. It will sell out again.
I just looked, and, I mean, we just started promoting it, and we're over 25% sold. So there's no doubt. We've never been this close. We've never sold this many tickets this early, so it will absolutely be sold out.
Right, and you know, we'll certainly be following up out at Retire Meet on the new Secure Act and its impacts. I mean, all we're all going on right now is what we've read that came down and was passed by Congress, you know, like everything else. Now that's got to go to the Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service, and then we're going to start seeing codes. We don't expect to see anything for the next 30 to 60 days, but that means we have some time to start preparing and looking for options and opportunities. There are many of them that will be available. But we're all going to have to, you know, this is a major shift, and so we're all going to have to start thinking of our retirement plans, our qualified retirement plans, in a little different context than what we have previously, and especially if we were thinking that, well, I'm going to try to build these accounts up so my kids can get the longer stretched out period when they inherit them. That's a big game changer. There's a big, big game changer coming for those of you who have used retirement plan trust or a revocable living trust, something the IRS calls a see-through trust. If you've been using those with what we call the conduit on distribution for RMD, we must talk, because it could have devastating consequences.
We need to talk. You need to talk with Rick. With Rick. Give him a call.
And so we're going to be doing that. We'll have some more information, updated information, at Retire Meet 2020. Go to retiremeet.com. Pick your morning or afternoon session, and just get ready for a great day of classes. Nobody's going to sell you anything out there. What our goal is to provide you education that you can make wise, informed, you know, decisions. Of course, we hope you work with us, but we want to make sure that you just get the information such that you can do it yourself if necessary. There's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. That's great. But really start learning about it. Hey, Don, do we have someone from DFA coming?
Yeah, we've got Apollo Lupescu.
All right,
PhD.
Apollo.
Apollo is awesome.
I mean, the guy. He's so hard to get every year, too.
He's hard to get, and his presentations are incredible. This is no hyperbole. This guy is so good.
Well, I always say he's smarter than everybody else in the room. Not on an individual basis. Combine all the intelligence, he's smarter than that.
Pretty much.
In this area. But what I really appreciate is most of the folks who are at his intellectual level, PhDs after the name and things like that, sometimes they're kind of hard to talk to. But
Apollo's fascinating. Plus, he's like an incredible water polo player.
Is he really?
Is really kind of wacky. You know, he's kind of, who would have thought a PhD was a great water polo player?
Well, you know, for all these years that I've, had the opportunity to meet him and hear him speak, but he takes these very, very complex financial situations and boils them down to where all of us can understand them. Hey, Don, thank you so much for spending
My
your
pleasure.
Sunday morning with us. And we're going to see you here in just a few weeks for Retire Meet. Folks, get out there at retiremeet.com. Get your tickets today. Enter promo code FLASH, and you will have a great time. Take care, folks. Go Hawks!
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.